Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The guy who is the hottest predictor in the country right now. Five-star in Vegas. If you're not following him, it's the words spelled out, at five-star in Vegas on Twitter. And he has just given us nothing but winners over the last 3 or 4 weeks here on the show. Five-star, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, John. How you guys doing? Well, how are you doing? I don't know. Lance is traveling. Say travel.
Lance, beat it, Lance. Beat it. We don't need you here. Get back to freezing cold Houston where you belong, okay?
I don't miss that. It's beautiful today in Vegas. It's about 40 degrees and sunny. It'll be about 60 in the midday.
Perfect. Yep, it's perfect, baby. All right, let's go. Next week you're going to give us all our Super Bowl bets. We need some props from you. We need the game or the total or whatever you like best. You have been dead on. You rode Cincinnati and San Francisco this entire postseason, and it's paid off. Now we got the big one that we're going to need your insight. Just off the top of your head, if I said Matthew Stafford minus 60 yards passing versus Joe Burrow, which side would you take?
In that situation, I'd most likely have to take Matthew Stafford. And the reason why, so you're getting Matthew Stafford plus 60 yards, correct?
No. Matthew Stafford is minus 60. He's got to give 60 yards to Joe Burrow.
60.
Yeah.
Oh,
Stafford is going to be the favorite to throw for more yards, no?
Well, it depends on how the book's looking at the game to play out. Because if the Rams were to get a lead early, then I'm sure that Burrow would probably throw for more yards because he'd have to throw the ball more in the second half. But just off of what you asked me, I would definitely have to take Joe Burrow plus 60 yards.
Yeah, I don't know what the number is. I just put that out there. I am thinking that that Stafford would be the favorite with his weapons. Not that Burrow doesn't have weapons, but that's a predominantly passing offense. They don't have the running game with, like, Joe Mixon. They got Cam Akers, who you can't trust. He might, you know, drop the ball or something. Anyway, they're not as run-oriented. So I would think that they would that Stafford would throw for more yards. But maybe not. You might be right. It depends on if they've got the lead. I mean, do you figure the Rams are going to jump out early on this team?
Most likely, yes. They'll be very fired up. They're at home. They usually start the game with a great game plan. But most importantly, the way that Zach Taylor coaches, he coaches very sharp. What he does is he'll show one thing to the offense in the first half and then switch up the defensive game plan completely on a quarterback like Stafford, as you saw with what he's done against Mahomes. In 2 second halves, they've only given up 3 points to him. The Cincinnati defensive backfield is a lot more talented than people are taking him for.
Yeah. Well, Eli Apple has played well. I mean, despite the fact that he's Eli Apple and he says crazy things.
We're Louisiana boys, but we don't have a lot of love for Eli Apple, right, John?
No, I know. I know that. You laugh, but he has actually, he's the one that stopped Tyreek Hill right before the first half. So, you know, that wasn't too bad. There is that. We got all kinds of stuff that the Bengals are going to rush for more yards than the Rams, correct?
I would think so. I expect them to ride Joe Mixon. As you've seen, last week the Rams were pretty stout against the 49ers against the run. But they're still undersized in, on the defensive line and at the linebacker position. And as you saw last week with what Cincinnati did to Kansas City, Joe Mixon is a real factor. He's kind of forgotten in the equation because they have so many weapons outside. But I definitely would say Cincinnati rushes for more yards with Joe Mixon.
I would be, and I'm not, I don't know, you haven't said anything, but you've been riding Cincinnati so hard. You've been riding the underdogs. They're the underdog again. We've had nothing but three-point games. You'll shock me if you go with the Rams in this one, but that we'll find out next week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, so you got to keep on listening. Let's talk a little college basketball. What do you got this week?
All right, man, we got two winners for you guys that's going to happen tonight. We're going to transition to college basketball. We're going to keep winning, man. We got Nicholls State minus 8.5 at Incarnate Word. It was minus 10 last night when I took it. Luckily for us and for the viewers, the listeners, the minus 8 is down to minus 8.5 because some idiot probably saw the double digits and saw home team and wouldn't put a bunch of money on Incarnate Word, but we appreciate it. Because this is a complete mismatch tonight in the Southland Conference. Incarnate Word is almost an automatic fade right now, John. They're ranked 335th in points allowed, giving up 77 points a contest. The Cardinals also allow their opponents to shoot over 49% from the field, ranking 356th in defensive field goal percentage. To add insult, they face a Nicholls State squad that's one of the most explosive and efficient offensive units in the country. The Colonels rank top 25 in points per game, averaging almost 80. They also shoot 47% from the field, which is top 45 in the country. Another important key is Incarnate Word is a horrible defensive rebounding team. They rank in the bottom of the country, while Nicholls State is a top 45 offensive rebounding team. This means the Colonels will get plenty second chances on offense on top of so many other advantages they'll have on the court. Nicholls State won the last matchup by 31 points. The Colonels have covered their last two road games, and I expect this to continue tonight. Incarnate Word has lost 8 of its last 10 games. Take Nicholls State minus 8.5.
Okay, so I just want you all to know that you're listening to the only radio show in the country that is talking about Nicholls State versus Incarnate Word. They're not even doing that in Thibodeau. Okay, so this is the only radio station where you can get that kind of information. But it paid them by 31, and they're only, you haven't attended, they're only 8.5? Wow.
Bad everybody. Number. That's a bad number. It's juicy. We love it, man. Jump all over. Nicholls State is going to destroy Incarnate Word tonight.
There you go. You got it right here from the horse's mouth. Dude has been red hot. Give us one more game.
Okay, we're going to go to the Pac-12 with two teams guys are a little bit more, guys and ladies are more familiar with. In late night Pac-12 matchup, we got number 19 USC traveling to Tempe to face struggling Arizona State. Arizona State just isn't that good this year. They're missing a lot of their key players that got injured. Bobby Hurley is a horrible coach. He's an emotional wreck at times, and the teams play with that same instability. The Sun Devils struggle on offense. They're one of the worst teams in the country in points per game, field goal percentage, and three-point percentage. They can't shoot threes, but they still fire them up at a very inefficient rate. Arizona State's offensive struggles play right to USC's wheelhouse with defense. USC is long and athletic all over the court. They're ninth in defensive field goal percentage in the whole country, limiting opponents to 37% shooting per game. The Trojans only allow 63 points a game, while the Sun Devils only average 62 points a game. USC is the far superior team in this matchup. Arizona State doesn't match up with their size, and they'll have problems keeping SC off the board. Also, the Sun Devils are horrible at defending the three-point arc. USC shoots the three well, but most of all, they defend. They'll bottle up Arizona State tonight. The Trojans are 4-0 in their last four meetings in this matchup, winning by an average of 15 points. The Trojans also are 6-1 in their last set against the spread, in their last seven road games. Take USC. You might find a minus 6, a minus 6.5, minus 7. I've seen three different numbers out across the internet and offshore. So let's go with USC. Anything up to minus 7.5, guys, that you can catch. So take USC tonight to continue their dominance over Arizona State.
There it is, breaking it down as he does, like nobody else. Nobody's finding winners like Five Star in Vegas. It's what he do. Five Star, man, great stuff. We appreciate it. We will talk again next week. We need that winner. We need the big winner in the game, okay? So I know you're going to have it for us next week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 at Five Star in Vegas. Five Star, thanks again, man.
Thanks, John. I look forward to breaking down that Super Bowl next week. It's always a treat to talk to you guys, and hopefully John will be Lance will be back too with you, John, so we can really wrap.
Yo, no, we'll get him. And nobody breaks it down like Five Star. Bobby Hurley is a horrible coach, period. Okay, so he ain't gonna hold back when he feels about a coach or a player. He never does. Five Star, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Talk to you next week, brother.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.